Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. As global supply chains evolve and tax regulations grow more complex and complicated, retailers are rethinking how they structure their operations to stay competitive and, of course, compliant. From transfer pricing strategies to tariff implications, the intersection of tax and supply chain is becoming a critical area of focus. Joining us today to break it all down is Peter Torelli. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thanks, Natalie.
Peter, so historically, we've seen clients bundle the cost of goods and services, which could impact the BEAT calculation and or the withholding taxes. But before we even get into any of that, perhaps you can give us a quick overview as what is the BEAT tax?
Sure. BEAT came around in 2017 as part of the overall tax reform, and it stands for Base Erosion and Anti-Abuse Tax. It's really a tax on U.S. corporations that make deductible payments to related foreign corporations. And it's really meant to be a punitive tax where companies meet a certain profit shifting threshold. However, the amount companies pay for tangible goods is not included as part of that calculation.
Interesting. So then let's pivot away from the definition of BEAT and maybe tell us, what does BEAT have to do with tariffs and transfer pricing?
All right. So because tariffs are based on the price of the tangible good, companies are now trying to reduce that cost, obviously, which means they're unbundling services and royalties that had previously been part of the tangible good cost. And so these services and royalties will then need to be included in their BEAT calculation going forward, potentially putting pressure on their total tax cost. Additionally, that entity that was selling the tangible goods that was receiving a certain amount of remuneration would now need to receive that same amount for all the functions and risks that they're performing. Therefore, transfer pricing is now coming into play.
Right, of course. So if you're a retailer looking to take advantage of these policies, what should you be doing?
You really need to be looking at the cost of goods and how much is wrapped up in that, particularly around brand payments when the trademark is outside the U.S. Additionally, you need to push on your suppliers to hold them accountable by challenging them to do the same things and not just pass on a fully loaded cost if it's built into a product they're providing you.
Interesting, right? So I think those are good points. So keeping that in mind, what conversations should retailers be having with their affiliates or the factories to confirm that the products that they're purchasing are at the most competitive price?
Yeah, what we're seeing retailers do is really go to their major suppliers and say they're not going to take on the full cost unless they can demonstrate that they've done everything that they can to save costs. And it's a kind of this cascading effect in the entire system that's really changing what has historically been done. So retailers are pushing for more transparency and visibility within this entire supply chain, particularly around where they've been able to identify the most cost exposure for them. So some opportunities we've also seen around clients being able to get rebates or credits based on hitting predetermined metrics. And so that reduces the total cost in the system.
So it sounds like transparency is really key here. So as we look forward, what do you expect retailers need to be doing if and as things change, right? And are these suggestions neutral?
That's a good question. And yes, they are. The answer is these strategies are not going to put retailers at some sort of disadvantage as things change. And they're really around contracting, negotiating, and interacting with your supply chain instead of fundamentally changing the way a company does business.
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much, Peter. And if you found today's episode helpful, be sure to follow the 60 Second Retail wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you know someone who would benefit from these insights, please share it with them because staying informed is a competitive advantage. Thanks again for listening and have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.